do.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. The Prince of Peace can calm my conflicts this Christmas. On Christmas Eve 1914, a number of German and British troops sang Christmas carols to each other across enemy lines. Then on Christmas Day, soldiers from both armies left their weapons in their trenches, shook hands, and wished each other Merry Christmas. Many of them exchanged presents of cigarettes and food, and some of them even played a game of soccer. Miraculously, for one day, there was peace on the Western Front of World War I because of Jesus' birthday. We shouldn't be all that surprised. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah said, "A child will be born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So will I let Jesus, the Prince of Peace, bring calm into my conflicts this Christmas? If I do, it'll be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business. Mr.
Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. For a lot of us, this season is the happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most stressful. An uncomfortable, wore-out mattress makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Mr. Sandman has the largest selection of mattresses in the region and normally the lowest prices on what we offer. We also have a good selection of nice pillows, including latex, memory foam, lavender scented, and others. We carry a vast selection of metal beds and headboards, always on sale. We offer the nicest $299 queen mattresses around, up to the very finest latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We stock most of what we sell for fast pickup or delivery. This month, I'm closing out a number of fabulous sets from Serta, Jameson, Restonic. We also have several nice powerless chairs to liquidate. A fabulous gift for many older folks. Our $25 memory foam pillow makes a wonderful present for young folks and will really improve their sleep. Voted this region's favorite mattress store 18 years, locally owned in Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Hi, I'm Felicia Seaman.
And I'm Rebecca Allure, and we are
Smart Skin Spa and Salon.
In historic downtown Prattville, we are proud to offer a full menu of med spa, day spa, and salon services to our community.
Find us on Facebook to see the holiday specials available now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's nice to see some sunshine back in our forecast, at least for a couple of days. Not quite as cool today, with a high temperature up to about 54. That's an improvement. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze again. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine and a little bit warmer. We're up around 57, 58 for a high temperature. I think by Thursday, we're a tad warmer with a high around 62. Mostly cloudy day. Chance of a late day shower. Rain becomes likely again by Thursday night into Friday, also turning windy as this next storm system comes in. Friday's high 58. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We kicked this idea around this morning. We decided to open we could talk about impeachment and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And quite frankly, all of it made no more. Had enough. So we thought we'd go with this old Cheech and Chong classic.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bony knees, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Nah, hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man?
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too, man. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, no, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow.
Oh, wow. Did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks, man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man?
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Hey, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world.
Hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man. You know, it was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Yeah, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blitzen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Wow, man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York and Pacoima and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man, and how'd he, like, how did he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air. Somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
Yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was was getting stopped and pulled over, and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
A repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah,
man.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude. Are
you? Today's show is brought to you by Gift Receipts. Thank goodness you can take back those furry slippers from Aunt Mildred and get something that you really don't need anyway.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 MWACV. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host, Greg Goodell. My town-like sidekick,
join.
He's here, and someone's going to join us.
And here they are.
That someone will be Brant McDonald.
Please clap.
Anyway, it's 13 minutes after 3 o'clock. Let's get right to the important stuff.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Oh, that's us. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is electrifying because it's finally come down to, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, and quite frankly, I'm sick of it. But finally, Dean Martin's daughter, Dina, has checked in on the baby it's cold outside thing. And she says her father would be going insane about this whole controversy. You know, we've been, I think more in the morning than in the afternoon, referring to a group known as the PWMBTs, the people with nothing better to do.
Okay.
You know, like, what's the guy that won the Heisman Trophy? So they decided, well, let's see who he really is. Let's go through his Twitter history and see what he was saying when he was in his dopey teenage years. Turns out he put out a few tweets that some thought were homophobic. So we gotta take the luster off his Heisman Trophy and, you know, back him up against the wall, you know, because how dare you? We're going to hold you responsible for what you thought was funny when you were going through those. A lot of things we thought were funny when we were teenagers may not be so funny now.
Did he actually apologize? I guess he did.
Yeah.
Well, he should have said, shove it up your backside.
Yeah.
Would have been fitting.
More of them need to do that. More of the people to get confronted with this need to just push back on this crap. Anyway.
I like people that enter into the fray and tell the crowd and the majority, yeah, you're wrong, shut up.
Oh, I'll tell you what that is in just a second. Dean Martin's been gone for over 20 years now.
Right.
But his daughter appeared on Fox and Friends and said her dad would be going nuts over this whole thing. She said, what's the matter with you? Get over it. It's just a fun song. Because he was so sweet. Anyways, a great guy, fun guy, nice. And he wouldn't want to do anything offensive. As for herself, Dina says she was flabbergasted over the controversy because it's a sweet, flirty, fun holiday song. But I think the PWMBTs are angry, miserable, lonely asshats. And rather than figure out a way to make their own lives better or actually do some work on themselves to be happier, it's easier to tear everybody else down by being a 24/7 bitch. And that's all they do. Everything, this is wrong, and that's wrong. I don't like this, I don't like that. And the media is totally willing to go along with it. Now, we do have the politically correct version of the song.
Oh, Lord.
But,
I never thought it was that great of a song to begin with.
Adele Dazeem, you know, who won the Oscar for, was it Frozen?
Oh, wait. The woman who sang
Frozen? That's what John Travolta called her on.
Oh, okay.
Do we have that moment from Oscar history?
I know who you're talking about.
I've loved it because I've just stayed with it ever since. Let's see. Is it under... This is the fun part of the show where I get to try and remember where I put things. Oscar Mayer Wiener parody. Oscars. Time.com. No. It's not under Travolta. Let's see if it's under... No, I probably recorded over it. Anyway, Adele Dazeem, whatever her real name is, and Michael Bublé got together and they redid the song. With the original lyrics. But for those who are perpetually offended,
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
I'll just call you a cab.
I was hoping you'd be.
You can wait out by the curb.
Maybe I'll stay.
You already said no, I've called that cab.
My mother won't need to worry.
Here is your coat and gloves.
My father is out of town.
Let's just listen for the horn.
There is no need for me to scurry.
I really wish that cab would hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
You can take it to go.
I really don't
it's
mind.
It's not really that bad out there.
So what would you think?
Wait, I thought you already said no.
I've changed my mind.
What, are you still here now?
I don't need to go.
Oh, here's your hat. You don't need to dwell.
No need to say no, no, no.
I'd really like you to go.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Can you wait outside for your ride?
I really can stay.
I think we settled that.
Baby, it's cold.
You gotta go.
Hey, wait,
no, you go. Come on, here you go.
Doing?
You're going. There you go. Oh, there's your cab.
Wait.
Bye.
Don't forget to sign your affidavit and consent form to being in my place without an escort. Everybody happy now?
No.
No, it's taken a mediocre traditional Christmas song and made it a news item for 2 weeks. So I'm not happy.
I hope that since it's getting so much airplay, that it's actually helped put some money in the estates of the people that wrote it.
Well, and it's also one that's been done to death, though, where there's no definitive version, really, is there? I guess there's Dean Martin's version, but there's no real definitive version. There's so many people that have done that song.
By the way, that gliss that you heard?
Oh, yes, it sounds like...
That's our ring system.
Oh.
And I just want to suggest... You can get a good price on a ring system and other security systems that they say you can install. Don't do it. Don't do it. Call Mr. Electric and have them come out and install it like we had done, and much better. No problems.
And it sends you like a wind chimes notification on occasion?
Any movement out there, we know about it. That will help us with the porch, because we can also talk to them. If I see a porch pirate, I can, say, get the... I'll get my gun aimed at your head.
Man, and when you start talking tough, it's scary, Greg.
Yeah, I'm known as the Matt Del Navarro head. Seriously, it's great. We got coverage everywhere. Mr. Electric helped us put up additional lighting. And maybe now that I have especially this big, beautiful light over the driveway, when I back out in the morning, I won't bump into my neighbor's car anymore. It's been that kind of, but have Mr. Electric do it. And by the way, they're offering a $250 discount on panel upgrades or replacements or full house generators through the month of December, 296-8886, or visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com online. And this is who?
Brandon.
Brandon.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Merry Christmas, indeed.
Merry freaking Christmas.
How you say it and who you say it to, right?
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about the PC Twitter police going back years and destroying people's reputations and everything.
Right.
Are y'all familiar with the Kevin Hart losing the Oscar?
Yeah, and the funny thing is they got nobody to replace him.
have y'all had a chance, and I would recommend you play it if you can, for the audience or audience listeners to look it up. Kevin Hart Instagram 7 years ago was he handled it better than just about anyone else that's been in this situation. Basically says, you know,
we'd have to preview, but we can certainly look up. It's Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it's not. There's
Kevin
nothing
Hart's
offensive
what?
In it. But he basically says,
what's the name of it?
It's just Kevin Hart response to Oscar controversy, and it's on Instagram, a video response.
All right.
And he talks about how if anyone thinks that you can't evolve and become a better person over 7 years, if he made a gay joke 7 years ago.
I got news for you. Anybody that's my age should be really damn glad that Twitter wasn't around when we were kids.
Oh, I know.
I got to run. I appreciate the call, Brandon. Thank you. David.
Greg, how are you doing?
Man, I'm all right. How are you?
Could be better. Mind if I vent for a minute?
Go ahead.
You know, the justice system in Montgomery, Alabama is the armpit of the justice system of the world.
I've heard that.
Saturday morning at 6 o'clock, this past Saturday.
Yes.
Here's something you didn't hear on the news. There was a shooting at the house next door to me, and this piece of crap, white trash guy shot another guy over some dispute that they had. And guess what? And this guy's already got a record.
Yeah.
Shoots somebody, so it's attempted murder. He's already out and back next door to my house. My wife just called me.
Yeah, I don't understand the bail system for situations like that when somebody makes an attempt to kill somebody else. We saw the worst possible outcome when Officer Keith Houts, and I remember his name, that's 12 years ago now, 11, 12 years ago.
Yep, I remember.
By a guy who had already been charged once and was out on bail on a murder charge, somehow got 75, somebody to cover 75. And if he wasn't out, Keith Houts is still alive today.
He'll be alive.
I don't get it. Yeah,
how many times do we see in Montgomery where somebody is charged with first-degree murder, some judge gives him like a $75,000 bail, so he gets, you know, whoever to come up with $7,500 and they're out, and then they go and finish the job that they didn't already, you know, finish before they got thrown into jail for a few hours.
Well, we can scream about it. I don't know how you fix it. I have no idea where to even begin with something like that.
It is absolutely disgusting that this justice system in this town works like this.
But do you feel a little bit better now that you've vented?
No, because I'm about ready to pull it into my driveway.
Oh, great.
And yeah, my wife called me. I was leaving work. My wife calls me and says, there's a car parked in our driveway. And so she has to get out of her car, go to the neighbor's house, knock on the door, and ask, do you know whose car that is parked in our driveway? Oh, yeah, that's so-and-so, which is the guy who tried to kill somebody Saturday, and he parks his car in my driveway.
Maybe you can get
How would you like to come home to that?
Oh, jeez. No, thanks. Maybe you can get arrested on a trespassing charge. But then they'll let him, and then you have to worry about what he's going to do to you.
But this is the very reason why my wife and I have made the decision after 33 years in Montgomery, we're out of here. We're moving. We're gone from this armpit boil up on the humanity, on the butt of humanity called Montgomery.
Well, I can see how that would be the straw that broke your camel's back. Nobody can accuse you of not making an effort to make it work here.
Yeah, we have had four murders within this year within a mile of our house.
Jeez.
Four murders. And now this. So we are absolutely finished with Montgomery. We're moving to Watauga County and getting away from this armpit of civilization.
Well, you know what? The number one cause of growth in Watauga County has been crime in Montgomery, no doubt about it. David, I'm sorry, man. I'm glad you're not leaving the area completely. And stay in touch with us, okay?
Will do. I feel better.
Good. Good. I mean, I've got, you know, a lot of... I'm going through this whole process of my daughter's grief. And I mean, those of you who are dads, somebody hurts your little girl, you know. So, it ain't been easy. It ain't been easy, but at least I know we're going to down here week after next, and we'll spend some time together. 3:27, let's see how the roads are doing. Before I do, because they close at 4 o'clock. Great place to stop and get what you need to maintain the outside of your home is Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, to carry all the great brand names. Chad Sasser is the guy at Lewis Lawn you want to talk to get yourself the best possible deal on a whole wide variety of makes and models of mowers, blowers, pressure washers, and more things to maintain the outside of your house. Mowers have model years like cars, so when the 2019s are coming in, they want to move the 2018s out. He can help you get a good deal on whatever you're looking at, whether it's a big zero-turn X-Mark or Toro or something of a more individualized nature and everything else. Plus, you have full warranty support on whatever you purchase at Lewis Lawn. They carry all the Shindawa products and all the steel products as well. And they're just incredibly nice people. That's Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Their number is 244-9191. Krankenstein, hang on, we'll be right with you.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on the North Boulevard right there with Temka Highway. Authorities are on the scene. Be careful. 6585, the interchange, doing okay right now. Christmas is alive and festive at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Guests coming for the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. No one beats our holiday jewelry specials at Marguerite's. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 this year. $100 gets you a Tiffany. I did say Tiffany. Diamond bezel necklace. White gold, yellow gold, or rose gold. All in 14 karat. $200 gets you two diamond bezel earrings. Well, that's one pair, two earrings. You got it. Or $300 will get you a triple bezel diamond necklace, rose, white, or yellow gold. All at Marguerite's this holiday season. Marguerite's is located in the Pepper Tree Stores on Vaughn Road.
Black Friday might be over, but the holiday savings are just starting at Bailey Brothers Music Company. It does not matter if you're just starting out or you're the seasoned professional. They've got what you need. Squire Strat Packs, starting at $199, and Bass Packs for $299. Complete drum kits from Mapex for just $399. And if you're looking for something on the nicer side, even though you might be on the naughty list, come check out the River Region's largest selection from Gibson, Martin, Fender, Taylor, and more. From the all-new Fender Player Series to the Gibson Custom Shop, they've got the guitar of your dreams. Located at 231 East Jefferson Street in downtown. Check them out on Facebook and on the web. And remember,
Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Hey, Bailey Brothers Music Company.
Where you are the star.
Attention, Krispy Kreme lovers. Mark your calendars. Wednesday, December 12th for Krispy Kreme's Day of the Dozens. Krispy Kreme will be offering a dozen original glazed donuts for $1 with the purchase of any dozen at regular price. The Day of the Dozens, this Wednesday, December 12th at Krispy Kreme.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hello?
Good morning, Ms. Garner. This is your wake-up call.
Oh, thank you. While I have you on the phone, did you know that with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase?
I did not.
Think about it. Unlimited double miles on everything you buy, not just airline purchases.
That is a great deal.
So, I guess we should call this your wake-up call from Capital One.
Feels like I should have seen that coming. Speaking of which, I should probably get back to work.
Oh, of course. But before you go, can I ask, what's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USANA.
Wendy's knows when it comes to fries, the more the better. Because people just can't get enough of their favorite hamburger sidekick. So for a limited time, Wendy's is giving you any size fry for just a dollar. That's a small, medium, even a large order of natural cut sea salted goodness for just a buck. Any size you like for the same little price. But a deal this good won't last long. So get any size fry for $1 from Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, a la carte only, excludes topped fries. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, it's Kristen, Promotions Director at Blue Water Broadcasting, and we are wishing a happy holidays to all of you in the River Region.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Our guest last week really loved that. David Blackman.
Yes, he did. Didn't he mention it in a Twitter tweet?
Yes, he did. In a tweet, yeah. Our guest this afternoon, Brett McDonald, will be joining us. And I have something that was sent to me from a source that I want to open the segment with him on, because it talks about, are the Democrats desperate enough to wreck the economy, to try and wreck the economy to get the White House? See, that's what I don't understand. Yeah, their policies are the ones that get us into all this trouble. Then we send more of them back. The repetition of history in this country is baffling, to say the least. At 3:35, here is Cranky.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm getting pretty old. You don't need to make me wait like that, because I might forget why I called. Hey,
are you kidding? I have the same problem. We go downstairs to see how traffic's doing, and I come back and I say, well, what was I going to do?
Yeah, which show is this? You know, who's supposed to be running this thing?
It's bright outside. Hey, is it morning or afternoon?
To answer your question in a nutshell, of course they'll trash the economy. I mean, they were willing to egg on a nuclear war with North Korea just so he would have a defeat. You just got a taste of, are they willing to destroy the economy with the closing of the GM factory? So there's an answer to your, you just answered your own question with the headlines. You guys were talking about the crime. You know, we got two different things going on in Montgomery. We have a social problem. Broken homes led to the crime. You know, right. And that's not the police's responsibility.
No.
To be mom and daddy, but it is their responsibility to project a presence and to respond and investigate crimes, and they're not doing it. And what further complicates it is they lie every day about what really goes on in this town. I give you a case in point right now. WSFA just published on their webpage about a 19-year-old white guy that was charged with robbery in the 1700 block of Park Place. 1700 block of Park Place is the back of Jackson Hospital, folks. This isn't something that happened in a dark street in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just, 1700 Park Place. Look it up on Google Maps. It's the back of Jackson Hospital. You know, tell the damn truth. Is it going to kill you, really? And that's the problem that I've got with the city.
Well, that's something, I mean, that kind of launched this show years ago when they tried to hide an event that took place at Eastdale Mall.
Oh, yeah. They
were more interested in protecting the reputation of the mall than public safety. And we called them out on it, and it took the damn TV station, the one you just mentioned, 5 days to finally go out and cover what truly happened. A violent event in front of hundreds of kids that were enjoying the ice rink there, and
let me
gets people hurt if they're unaware of where it's dangerous. You are jeopardizing their safety by not
absolutely. And let me go back a little bit further. You were talking about Officer House. God bless him. Mm. He was such a nice guy. He had given me a traffic ticket 6 weeks before, and it takes a special person to give you a traffic ticket. Guy's just doing his job.
Yeah.
And when you both drive off, both of you are laughing, and I just got points on my license and a $200 fine. That's the kind of guy he was. He was a damn good guy. But Mayor Bright was talking about, well, you know, the guy that killed him shouldn't have been on the street, and, you know, the judges and yada, 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 and the criminal justice system and all that. He's right, but what Mayor Bright either didn't remember or failed to realize, it was his sister-in-law that was the prosecutor in Elmore County that had cut a deal with the son of a bitch a couple of years before. He'd killed his baby's mama, and they cut a plea deal with him, and he was bounced back out on the street. So,
facing another charge, right, since that?
I think he was. I think he did have he was looking at another charge.
There was no excuse whatsoever for that guy to be out on the streets anywhere.
And there's a whole hell of a lot more that you and I don't know about that are out there us right now.
Have they executed him yet?
I don't think so. No, we need about another 40 years to make sure justice is served, right?
Okay. All right, Craigie, thanks so much.
Other than that, it's a slow news day, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah. I don't even look at Drudge. It's the same thing every day. Robert.
Yes.
Let's look at Drudge.
How are you, Dan?
I'm fine.
Dan, I'm going to try to tone it down, but I don't usually call except for sports. But after the last two stories I heard, especially the first one, you know, the people have got to hold these judges accountable for the, and I know the first thing they do is point, oh, I've got guidelines for bail. You know, that's BS. I'll try to keep it decent, but I want to just scream out all kinds of curse words. Number one job of a judge is to keep the public safe, not to help that guy go home and park in somebody else's driveway. And we need to know by name the judge and the politicians that are in that area And yes, something can be done. People, politicians, they're getting paid fine and they get away with murder. So they need to do their job. It's just common sense doing their job. When you got the population out here knowing that common sense tells you, you don't let somebody out like that to go harass and maybe kill another neighbor. They need to do something. And my understanding is if a judge isn't tied, absolutely tied to the bail guideline, something needs to be done about that.
Either that or there's pressure, there's no place to put them, there's overcrowding. Then you got the federal government coming around. Yeah, well, I agree.
That's too bad. Send them to Atmore or wherever, you know, start building, buddy. Because, you know, I don't want to hear about your dollars and your prisons aren't big enough when I'm next door, for example, put myself in his place, the first guy, and a criminal's coming in next door with a measly bond that somebody crooked probably sells drugs, gave him the bail money. Otherwise, I don't know how he got it.
Yeah.
And then your whole family's in danger. And then if we shoot them because they saw you, hell, you're the liable one to go to jail for life.
That's the way it works, yeah. The criminal gets out, you defend yourself, oh boy, then you're
really
in trouble.
This is the whole nation. It's not just Montgomery.
Well, I know that.
Exactly. Common sense, what I said. You got more than good common sense. You got pretty good damn sense. Now, people have to get together and say something instead of just go to work and listen and say, well, isn't that terrible? I hope it doesn't happen to me. I'd like to hear some congressmen, if you can do it, I'd like to hear a politician that's somehow in line in charge and the name of that judge and why they can't do better, and there's no good excuse in that case.
Right.
There's no answer they can give me unless a guy lied about his story.
Robert, we'll see what we can find out. I appreciate the call. Brenda.
Hey, happy Tuesday, guys.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Is this slow news day like the last guy just said a little bit?
I suppose. It's always a slow day for justice.
I miss the corporal wire. Y'all don't do that anymore?
I haven't been doing that because they haven't had anything good. I used to love it because they used to do these Obama divorce stories and stuff, and that was always fun. It was cathartic, you know, but I look at the cover now when I'm at the store, and it's just, it's not. They want $5.
Yeah, it's a little high.
I don't think it's tax deductible anymore unless Steve Duro tells me otherwise. Then maybe I'll bring it back.
The last funny thing I saw on there that was Prince Charles and Camilla are going to get the crown and I thought, right. That ain't happening.
I've been waiting my entire life for Bonnie Prince Charles to become King of England.
I know. He's been waiting his whole life, too.
Speaking of dysfunctional families, yeah, he sure has. But those royal mums, man, they have a habit of living to be 104, 105. His mother may outlive him.
I think so, yeah. I think so. Well, I just was going to, you know, ask you about the Inquirer. If you get it back, we'd love it.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you for asking. You know, I do respond to requests. I really do. I'd like to know what it is that you're interested in hearing on the show. Before we hit the traffic dungeon and get Rich's forecast, a reminder that Gulf States Mobility does amazing work in their workshop in Wetumpka at 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Many of their clients are our heroes, our wounded warriors coming home from serving the country or facing a length of time, sometimes short, sometimes long, sometimes permanent, with a life of drastically altered choices. What Gulf States Mobility does is step in and try to begin the process of restoring as many choices as possible. If somebody loves their house, there's no reason they should have to move because they have trouble accessing it. Gulf States Mobility can make a house safely accessible, chairless for stairs, ramps, rails, whatever. Because I can't think when you're fighting this loss of mobility, which requires a great deal of physical, mental, and spiritual strength, then to, you know, have piling on like, well, now I got to find another place to live and all that. Gulf States Mobility makes it possible for people to stay in their comfort zone, restoring choices, even the driving choice for some who thought they would never drive again. The VIM vehicles they equip and sell at Gulf States Mobility with long-term loan arrangements have helped people take control of their schedule. That's something we do every day and we take for granted, but when you lose it, getting it back is a big deal. And that's part of what they do. Gulf States Mobility, 514-6590 is their number. Please, when you have a moment, look them up on Facebook and like them.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 doing okay right now. Pretty much holding the regular speeds. The Boulevard on the east side over 85. Lots of construction going on there. Watch out for the orange and white barrels and those drop-offs. If you're in an accident, you have a lot of questions and you need some answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. North Station Main, quality of legal services provided is greater than that of other attorneys. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got a chilly one on tap for tonight. In fact, I think we reach below freezing by morning with a low temperature down to about 30, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, look for a pretty nice day. A good bit of sunshine, a little warmer with a high temperature up to about 57. The high on Thursday will make the low 60s with mostly cloudy skies. Chance of a late day shower. Then a good chance of rain by Thursday night and through Friday, and turning windy as well as this next storm system moves into the area. Friday's high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Merry Christmas from Wholesale Hunter.
Hey, at Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we're very proud of our Christmas specials that we've had for over 15 years now. Make them very affordable. This year, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. We have a Tiffany Solitaire Diamond Necklace, about 7 points, all in 14 karat white, yellow, rose gold for $100. No one does that in the country except for Marguerite's. Tiffany Solitaire Necklace for just $100 with fine Marguerite's quality diamonds. We're open 7 days a week.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Bill.
Yeah, Bill. My uncle tells me you check out houses for electrical safety. My wife, she worries.
Well, women do tend to worry, don't they?
Actually, a lot of people worry, for good reason. Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. To make sure you're not a victim, call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Bill?
A divining rod. It can spot electrical shorts inside your walls.
It can.
Technicians at Crosby Electric use special high-tech equipment to check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to scientifically pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser. It's our year-end inventory reduction sale. Our 50% off sale was so successful last month, we're going to extend it through the end of the year. 50% off and more till the end of December, making room for new lines of furniture for 2019. At Kaiser, we have a new website, shopkaiser.com. Be sure to visit shopkaiser.com. We'll be adding new items weekly. That's shopkaiser.com, 50% off and more the entire month of December. Whether you need a new dining room, bedroom, living room, or just a chair, come to Kaiser where the prices are lower than ever. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook where we offer new deals weekly plus some great giveaways. Inventory reduction sale going on now with some of the lowest prices of the year with a 60,000 square foot showroom full of beautiful furniture. If nothing else, come treat yourself during this inventory reduction sale. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family at Kaiser. Kaiser is the wise choice. Buy Wiser, shop Kaiser on the Wetumpka Highway.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, everyone.
everyone. It's Ginger from HR. Wanted to let everyone know that our company Christmas party will be this Friday night, starting at 7, at O'Malley's Steakhouse. We'll have lots of Christmas music, and we'll light the Christmas tree at 8. Thanks, and Merry Christmas. Hi, everyone. Ginger again. Yesterday's voicemail was not intended to exclude our non-Christian employees. From now on, we'll call it our holiday party. There will, however, be no Christmas tree and no Christmas carols will be sung. Everybody happy now? It's Ginger. What a diverse bunch we have here. In response to the emails, I've fixed it so those of you who are with Weight Watchers can sit the farthest from the dessert buffet. And pregnant women will get the table closest to the restrooms. We'll have booster seats for short people, low-fat food for those on a diet. O'Malley says they cannot control the amount of salt used in the food. They suggest people with high blood pressure taste it first, and there will be fresh fruit for diabetics. Did I miss anything? It's Ginger. I've had it with you vegetarians. The party will be at O'Malley's Steakhouse. You can just sit there at the table farthest from the grill of death and eat your damn salads. Have a good time because I'm not going to be there. I wouldn't party with you people if my ass was on fire and you were like Michigan.
Hello, it's Chris, acting HR director. I'm sure we all wish Ginger a speedy recovery. The holiday party has been canceled for Friday night. We've all been given the afternoon off with pay. So enjoy your holiday.
Welcome back to Happy Hour. So I said, listen, I don't want to look at Trudge. But the headline says, shake it off, 49% approval.
You just couldn't stay away.
Oh, and Nancy Pelosi insulted his manhood today because she thinks his deal with the wall is somehow connected to his genitalia. I'm so glad the Democrats have a real crackpot. You know, immigration is a losing issue for them. I don't know why the Republicans are so afraid. Pass this damn bill. Give them the money to build the wall. America wants the wall built. If you have to start running ads with the faces of all the people who have been killed by people who didn't belong here, do it. In addition to the tens of thousands of other crimes, I just don't understand California. They should be like France, burning things down in protest because they've allowed their state to be overrun with people who don't belong there, who they have to take care of, pay their medical bills, and whatever else. What's going on in France a month ago? Everybody would, oh, why can't Trump be more like Macron? Yeah, well, how are things going over there these days? Not too good.
No.
Oh, and look at this. Beat off O'Rourke. They've already got him. He's polling ahead of Bernie and Biden. So it looks like they're setting him up. The guy who couldn't win, a congressman who couldn't win a seat, the Senate seat, from Ted Cruz in Texas, is going to beat Trump. Hillary's a good Democrat, though, because he knows how to leave the scene of a drunk driving accident. Because they're good at that.
Wait, did he kill somebody in that accident?
Well, no, nobody was killed.
Okay, he's nowhere near.
He did property damage, but he did.
Yeah, property.
Leave the scene.
Who cares about property? I'm looking for human deaths. Merry Christmas.
Merry freaking Christmas, everybody. So, which of our Christmas classic? How about the 12 Days of Die Hard? Since
yes.
We had a big simus the other day about whether or not it was a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie, number one.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me. With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones a-breaking,
7 Texas shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C4 tubes,
and a yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah. One of my favorite TV edits is it says Yippee-ki-yay Melon Farmer.
Yeah.
What do they show it on, like TBS or TNT?
It is funny when you see, rather than edit out, when they actually shoot the movie, they shoot scenes using language that's going to be okay for TV.
What, how long has it been since you've seen
Melon Farber?
How long has it been since you've seen it?
I've actually never watched the first one all the way through, but I love Die Hard 2.
Oh, wow. The first one has the best double ending. Like, you think everybody's saved, like, the terrorists have been caught or killed, and everybody's kind of outside the building, like, the cops and everything, and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, he's got a gun! And then the one cop McClane's been talking to the whole time, he's like, I'm tired of being a cop. I don't know, I was a coward, or I shot a kid. Shot a kid, McClane. I don't know if I could do it again, if I could be a cop anymore. And so it's like, oh my God, they've got a gun! He rises up and kills the last terrorist. And it's like this epic action movie end.
The guy that was afraid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's afraid. That's his little arc, little storyline. I shot a kid by accident. I don't know if I'm responsible enough. He's the guy who saves the day right at the end of the movie.
I think those are going to be the kind of Christmas films Goose will want to watch this year, so... Now, here's another one, Doug the Pug. I haven't played this in ages. I don't know what's on it. We'll bail if it sucks.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. When it comes to being hungry, I'm an easy one to please. I don't need to hang my stocking. They're up on the fireplace.
Been in that mode. Eating a lot lately.
84 sends me a text. Website, Snakes on a Plane, the TV edit. Oh, the famous...
That is pretty
I
good.
Thought that was a great concept for a film, but I'm not a Wesley Snipes fan, so
it's
I'm not going to lie.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Whoever. Well, wait a minute. Which is the one that Wesley Snipes was in?
Blade.
He made a ton of money. Oh, okay.
Was he in The Fugitive as well?
Yeah, he did prison time, and he still owes like $10 million in taxes.
Good Lord.
So he better get busy. We're closing in on 4 o'clock.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home